Chapter 5. Reuben. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he disgraced the couch of his father, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, so that he is not listed in the family records according to birthright. Judah, in fact, became powerful among his brothers, so that the ruler came from him, though the birthright had been Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. His son was Joel, whose son was Shemaiah, whose son was Gog, whose son was Shimei, whose son was Micah, whose son was Reaiah, whose son was Baal, whose son was Beera, whom Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, took into exile. He was a prince of the Reubenites. His brothers, who belonged to his clans, when they were listed in the family records according to their descendants, were Jael, the chief, and Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. The Reubenites lived in Aroah, and as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. Toward the east, they dwelt as far as the desert which extends from the Euphrates River, for they had much livestock in the land of Gilead. During the reign of Saul, they waged war with the Hagrites, and when they had defeated them, they occupied their tents throughout the region east of Gilead. Gad. The Gadites lived alongside them in the land of Bashan as far as Saleka. Joel was chief. Shaphan was second in command, and Janai was judge in Bashan. Their brothers, corresponding to their ancestral houses, were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, 7. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, son of Jaroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahai, son of Abdiel, son of Guni, was the head of their ancestral houses. They dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan and its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sirion to the borders. All were listed in the family records in the time of Jotham, king of Judah, and of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh were warriors, men who bore shield and sword, and who drew the bow, trained in warfare, 44,760 men fit for military service. When they waged war against the Hagrites and against Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab, they received help so that they mastered the Hagrites and all who were with them. For during the battle they called on God, and he heard them because they had put their trust in him. Along with 100,000 men, they also captured their livestock, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 asses. Many had fallen in battle, for victory is from God. And they took over their dwelling place until the time of the exile. East Manasseh. The numerous members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land of Bashan, as far as Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. The following were the heads of their ancestral houses: Ephah, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, men who were warriors, famous men, and heads over their ancestral houses. However, they offended the God of their fathers by lusting after the gods of the natives of the land, whom God had cleared out of their way. Therefore, the God of Israel incited against them the anger of Pul, king of Assyria, and of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, who deported the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, where they have remained to this day. Levi. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas. Phinehas became the father of Abishua. Abishua became the father of Buki. Buki became the father of Uzi. Uzi became the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah became the father of Meraioth. Meraioth became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Ahimeaz. Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Johanan. Johanan became the father of Azariah, who served as priest in the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Shallum. Shallum became the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Sariah. Sariah became the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak was one of those who went into the exile which the Lord inflicted on Judah and Jerusalem through Nebuchadnezzar.